Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Hands-Off Investor, An Insider's Guide to Investing in Passive Real Estate Syndications by Brian Burke, is a nonfiction investing guide focused on passive participation in real estate syndications. Rather than teaching readers how to become operators or property managers, the book explains how limited partners can evaluate sponsors, understand deal structures, and assess whether an offering is likely to produce acceptable returns relative to its risks. Burke writes from the perspective of a seasoned syndicator, so the book emphasizes practical judgment over theory. Its purpose is to help investors avoid common mistakes in private real estate deals by looking beyond headline returns and asking better due diligence questions. The subject is especially relevant for professionals seeking passive income, portfolio diversification, and access to institutional-style real estate opportunities without active management. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why sponsor quality matters more than the property on paper. A central argument in the book is that the sponsor, not just the asset or market, determines whether a syndication performs well. Burke frames the sponsor as the investment manager responsible for selecting the deal, structuring it, executing the business plan, and responding to problems when conditions change. That matters because even a strong property in a favorable market can underperform if the operator lacks discipline, integrity, or experience. The book, therefore, shifts the investor's attention away from surface-level deal excitement and toward the harder question of whether the sponsor has demonstrated the ability to preserve capital through adversity. This is one of the most distinctive ideas in the book because it treats passive investing as a trust decision, not just a return comparison. For readers, the practical implication is clear: past performance, communication style, decision-making under stress, and alignment of interests are more informative than marketing language or optimistic projections. Secondly, how to read syndication returns without being misled by projections. Burke pays close attention to how passive investors evaluate numbers, especially internal rate of return, cash-on-cash return, and equity multiple. The book does not dismiss these metrics. Instead, it warns that they are only useful when readers understand the assumptions behind them. A projected return can look attractive while depending on aggressive rent growth, unrealistic expense control, or optimistic sale timing. The book encourages investors to examine the logic of the underwriting rather than accepting the model at face value. This is important because syndications often present themselves with polished materials, and inexperienced investors may confuse a spreadsheet with a reliable forecast. Burke's approach is an analytical look at revenue sources, expense growth, market conditions, and debt structure to see whether the projected cash flow is defensible. The value here is not simply learning definitions, but learning how to interrogate the assumptions that drive a deal's apparent attractiveness. Thirdly, due diligence questions that expose hidden weaknesses in a deal. The book is especially useful as a due diligence manual for private investors. Burke argues that passive investors should not rely on a sponsor's reputation alone. They need a structured process for evaluating offering materials, projected returns, and operating assumptions. That includes asking how revenue is generated, how expenses may change, what market risks could disrupt the plan, and whether the sponsor's fee structure creates perverse incentives. He also draws attention to areas that are easy to overlook, such as asset management fees, treatment of bad debt, and distribution mechanics. These details matter because small structural choices can materially affect investor outcomes over time. The book's strength is that it treats due diligence as a way to detect weak incentives and unrealistic promises before capital is committed. For readers, the result is a more disciplined review process that goes beyond general comfort and into the mechanics of how the investment is actually supposed to work. Fourthly, why diversification and non-correlated assets are part of the investment case. Another important theme is the role of real estate syndications in broader portfolio construction. Burke presents private real estate as a way to diversify away from traditional public market exposures and reduce dependence on a single asset class. The idea is not that real estate is risk-free, but that its return drivers may differ from those of stocks and bonds, which can help stabilize a portfolio across market cycles. This is a subtle but important distinction. The book is not simply selling real estate as a higher return product, but positioning it as a non-correlated or less correlated allocation that can improve overall portfolio resilience. For passive investors, that matters because the purpose of the allocation is often not maximum upside, but a more balanced mix of income, growth, and risk control. Burke's approach gives readers a framework for thinking about where syndications belong in a diversified financial plan rather than treating each deal as a standalone opportunity. Lastly, a practical field guide for investors entering private real estate, the book stands out because it functions as a field guide rather than a broad motivational overview. Burkrights for investors who are already interested in private real estate but need a reliable way to evaluate opportunities and avoid preventable errors. That is why the book is structured around practical questions, red flags, and decision criteria instead of abstract investing philosophy. It is especially useful for busy professionals, high-income earners, and experienced investors who want access to syndications but do not want to become operators themselves, compared with general real estate books. Its niche focus is a strength. It addresses the exact information gap faced by passive investors deciding whether to trust a sponsor with their capital. The result is a book that is less about excitement and more about informed caution. Readers who want a realistic operator-informed perspective on passive real estate will get the most value. Because the book repeatedly returns to one practical goal, helping investors make better decisions before they sign. In conclusion, The Hands-Off Investor is best suited for readers who are considering passive real estate syndications and want a more rigorous way to evaluate them. That includes busy professionals, accredited investors, and people who understand the appeal of real estate income but do not want to self-manage properties. The book is valuable because it translates a specialized corner of private real estate into practical decision criteria, how to judge sponsors, how to read projections, what fee structures can hide, and why liquidity and control are limited once money is committed. Those lessons are useful both intellectually and financially because they help readers distinguish between a credible opportunity and a polished sales pitch. Compared with broader real estate investing books, this one is more narrowly focused and more operationally grounded. It does not try to cover every investing strategy, and that specificity is part of its strength. Brian Burke offers an insider perspective that is particularly useful for passive investors who need a framework for trust, diligence, and capital preservation in an opaque market. If you would like to support Brian Burke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.